It is rare that we get a chance to report on a significant fungal repatriation, so here goes. In Ithaca, New York yesterday, the president of Cornell University gave a high-level delegation from China a very rare mushroom, Lentinus tigrinus. That was a ceremonial token of a larger gift to come, the return to China of an incomparable fungal treasure, a collection that has been at Cornell for decades. Richard Korff is professor emeritus of mycology at Cornell and joins us now. Welcome to the program, Professor Korff.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
And as I understand this, a Chinese mycologist, a scientist of mushrooms, I guess, named Xu Chandeng went to Cornell in the 1920s and then went home and started collecting. What did he collect?
He collected fungi, molds, mildews, mushrooms, rusts, smuts, yeasts, whatever, all over China. He went mostly by horseback and collected avidly. He was the first major mycological pioneer in collecting and determining the fungi that exist in China.
And how did his collection go from China to upstate New York?
Well, he wrote a couple of books on the fungi of China based on his collections. And those collections were moved from various places where he worked, but finally ended up in Nanking at the National Herbarium, just about the time that the Japanese army in the Sino-Japanese War was approaching, and he was worried that these would be destroyed by the armies. He managed to get those smuggled out of China on ox carts that went to Indochina. Eventually, the shipments were sent to the U.S. by sea and arrived. Four of those shipments came directly to Cornell University. The others went to Washington, D.C., to what is now the National Herbarium in Beltsville, Maryland. Mm-hmm. The total collection is something over 2,000 specimens.
Wow. Now, this is all going to go back later in the year to China?
Yes, it will. It'll be returned to China. We are splitting the collections that we have and sending half back so that they can easily access this material.
Professor Korff, could you just describe a bit the mushroom, Lentinus tigrinus or Lentinus tigrinus?
That's all right. I don't know what you say. That's a good name.
why was it chosen as the species that was the first to be returned?
I have no idea.
Well, does it look good? Is it a...
It's an interesting-looking fungus, yeah. It was chosen probably by my successor, Kathy Hodge, because it was large enough to look at and interesting.
You mean
most fungi are minute, actually. When we see mushrooms and so forth, they are large, but compared to the great majority of fungi.
So if you're going to have a photo opportunity at a university ceremony, you might as well have a mushroom that you'll be able to see in the photograph.
That would be preferable, I'm sure.
Well, Professor Korff, thank you very much for talking with us about this.
Great pleasure.
That's Professor Richard Korff, who is Professor Emeritus of Mycology at Cornell University.